Hey guys, welcome to another week of Autastic. I made Graham K laugh.
he is so, he's so like I'm not gonna let emotions get to me, and it makes me laugh sometimes. He wants to move because he can't find parking.
Parking's ridiculous here.
It just, like, he almost let how angry he is at the parking situation bubble over. He's like, I moved to LA to do show business. I can't do show business because of parking. I'm starting to not do show business because of parking. That's ridiculous. And then he goes, let's get started. And he presses play on the.
It's not going to beat me.
He does this. He does this thing where he
gather yourself,
pushes his hands together, and then he
rubs. I rub my hands.
He rubs his hands. He just rubs the hate out. Sorry, I almost swore. He rubs the hate out, and it is a joy to watch. And then he just muscles through his day. I've never seen a guy shoulder roll bad situations more often than him.
That's funny.
Gotta go to Sweden tomorrow. Okay. Take care of my son. Okay, cancel everything.
Oh, guys, welcome to Autastic, a comedian's guide to autism. You know what I find?
It's a comedian's guide to living with autism the best you can, and Kirk is a very good example.
Not that I'm autistic, not that there's anything wrong with that, but my son is severely autistic, and so we have autistic loved ones in our lives, and we wanted to make a podcast that's not sad,
mm-hmm.
and it's just real.
My brother's autistic.
Yes. Tell us about Peter.
Well, I think I've used this analogy before. Peter lives on his own, but he needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
And he's one of the only people in the world who lives by themselves but doesn't understand that $5 is worth more than 10 cents.
Which could be a problem.
Yeah, he does not get... He also doesn't understand time.
But, fair. I don't know if I understand time.
No, but you're so. Like, when was it? He's like, a long time ago. You're like, but when? When did you see the movie? He's like, Graham, I don't know. Maybe weeks or months or years ago. You're like, weeks or months? Turns out it was like 2 days ago. But he can't. Another problem he has with is, what's your favorite? He cannot pick one thing.
Huh.
He can't do it. I find it so. Which one's your favorite? All of them are my favorite. He can't do it. And he has this fish tank. And he can't, you know, it's good. He's really good with animals, but he can't
have
it.
Alive.
He'll kill them. So we give him fish, and that fish tank is a murder zone.
It's a fish graveyard.
It's a fit. Every day I go over it, just the thing is green, and there's floating fish in it, and he just tries his best to clean it, and he can't do it.
So you got to see him a few times this last month, right? Because you were up in Canada so much.
Yeah,
yeah. I got to see hang out a little bit.
I got to see the fish kill zone.
How's his love life? Is he branching out at all?
He's really lonely, but he won't say he's lonely, and he resigned to the fact that he's going to be single his whole life, and he's a very horny young man, and there's nowhere to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a loaded gun, and it just goes into his mattress. Like, there's no...
I hope that's a metaphor.
No. It is not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's tough, man.
It's really tough.
It's not good for man to be alone.
No, and he's becoming a hermit. My mom's worried, you know, and I'm worried, and you know, he's got four jobs that gets him out of the house. He probably works like 12 hours a week, four different jobs, like an hour at a time almost, you know?
Yeah.
But it gets him out of the house almost every day.
It's great.
He's got a place to go, and that's good. And he has interactions with people every day, which is good. But in terms of, he doesn't have a lot of fun.
Right.
You know? And he's got this group, Live, Work, Play, in Ottawa. You got listeners, our regular listeners have heard me talk about it, you know, in the past. And it's you know, a really good thing, but it's the same people for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And there's no new ladies, you know, there's no prospects, there's no new friends. He's bored of all of them. And one of the things,
bored of all of them.
But one of the things about being autistic is, you know, we've said a bunch, is that everyone's different. You know, one person with autism, you know, one person with autism.
Yeah, yeah.
You say that all the time, and it's true. It's like, and it sucks for him because there's nobody that's on his level. Everyone's either too autistic or they're, you know, they're you would.
I agree, but I will say this: like I was talking to Catherine, you know, on again, off again girlfriend that I've dated on and off again.
Lovely young lady,
very beautiful young lady, very sharp. Mm-hmm. Everybody is a mix of, how do I say this? Like everybody has flaws. So even like when you're neurotypical, I've got things that are wrong with me, but I think
you sure do.
There's a list. There's a whole website dedicated to it. Cat runs it. No, I'm joking. But I think part of it is finding somebody who, and accepting them, you know, where you have to come to grips with it because nobody's the same of anything.
Well, that's...
And you have to accept the person and be like, okay,
I agree with you, Kirk, but not really.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I it's different for him.
Okay.
You know, your son has a harder life than my brother, and I will admit that. But one of the things that's harder for my brother is he wants to be social.
Right.
And there's nowhere to go.
He knows he's missing that part.
He knows he has a disability. He'll say it now, like, because of my disability, you know, and that's new. He's 32, you know, like a year ago, he started saying, he's like, I don't want to think about it. He'll say that too. Right. I don't want to think about it, you know, but he knows that he is not on the same wavelength. You and I are different people from different backgrounds.
You have better hair.
That's not true.
You're just saying good.
That is not true.
And you're taller.
Listen.
And stronger, I bet. Probably.
Maybe.
Raw strength, I bet you are.
Well, whatever. Thank you. you know, you're what? 40,
that was an awkward.
You're like
acceptance.
42, and
whatever we tell people,
you look like you're 25, and people,
my balls haven't dropped yet, but when they do, the testosterone's going to kick in, and I'm going to become a man.
Is that what happened? Oh no, I thought you meant like how old people have their lower hanging fruit. But
is that what happened to you?
Well, what happened was is you just did a lower hanging fruit joke, and I also lined that up with a lower hang, you know, an analogy. It was quite brilliant.
It was very meta.
Yeah,
six people in Oxford are laughing at that joke. Mm-hmm. Nobody else got it.
But anyway, you know, we are different people, but we can meet on the same wavelength. You can, you know, we can find what we have in common and talk to each other, you know what I mean? And be friends. We're friends. We're from completely different backgrounds, different ages, everything, you know?
I get it. I'm old. Thank you, Craig.
Very old. and
completely different ages, okay?
Yeah.
Take it easy. There's no
Are
casting directors
here. You look fit. You look very fit. I meant to say that. I don't like that shirt.
I just got in Sweden. Nothing for my birthday. But
you look Swedish in that shirt.
It's not good, huh?
Well, it's fine.
I've given up sugar, Graham.
You look like you're in great shape. I'm serious.
I'm going to dunk this
year. It's annoying.
Hold me to this. I'm going to dunk.
Are you?
I'm not kidding.
When's the last time you dunked?
It's probably been 8 years, but I grabbed the rim yesterday.
Wow.
Man, I got little tiny raccoon hands. So I really
You have little fingers.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I really have to get over the rim to dunk.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Size 13 shoes, but the hands are little.
All right. Everyone was thinking about your Johnson, and you had to let them know that you were okay by throwing in the foot thing. Okay.
I should probably edit that part out.
Nah.
Yeah, I think I should.
No one's listening.
We won't.
No one's listening with their kids.
It was a little joke. No, but I have to clear the rim completely to dunk.
Right. But we all know that's why you said your feet thing. we all know. Listeners know.
I'm cutting this whole part. I'm cutting this whole section, so it's not going to matter.
Whatever. We're talking about your tiny little childlike.
I said raccoon-like.
But anyway, you're in great shape. You're going to dunk this year in your mid-50s, and it's very...
Early 50s. Yeah. Take it easy.
No, he's not that old. But anyway... We meet on the same wavelength, but Peter can't do that.
Yeah, I get it.
And he's alone for that reason. And he gets, even though he has these scheduled times to meet people, every week they have a dinner. You meet someplace, everyone takes the bus or their parents drive them, and they meet for dinner at like a Chili's or one of those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And or they go to a movie, they have activities and stuff. And he stopped going. He goes like half the time now because he's just bored. He's like, whatever. So it's, you know, it's a problem, and we worry about it. You know, my parents are 70. You know what?
But I will say this. That kind of segues into my weekend review. My son is We found him a temporary place. We went and looked at places.
Yeah.
The place I liked is, I would describe it kind of like a dormitory,
uh-huh.
where it's like, it's in the apartment, public apartment building,
uh-huh.
but they have a floor that's theirs.
Oh, that's
good. And there's a whole wing, kind of like a dorm, or like maybe like a hospital, where it's a wing and the outside door locks. Okay, you've got a door into the apartment building, this huge building that locks, and then on that floor, the fourth floor, it also locks.
Uh-huh.
And then you go down, and then there's individual rooms that are like little suites. They have like a little part for a bed, a little kitchen off to the left, and mm-hmm. a little couch area.
Nice.
And then, you know, two doors down, there's a communal living room. And I think my son is really going to enjoy being around other people closer to his age than just his mom.
I think autistic or not,
right?
Being around people helps.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that part for him. We found this weekend he's in a temporary place.
You said the one I like there was other options that other people liked.
There's other options. So so it's kind of up to a few people. It's up to the placement person that decides what's the best fit for him. Basically, he might be too severe for that one because he's up a lot of the night. He sleeps like 4 hours a night, 3 hours. Some nights he'll sleep all night, but some nights he'll sleep zero.
One of the most fascinating things you ever told me is that your son doesn't sleep when it's a full moon.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It's wild, right?
Yeah. I really, up until you told me that, I thought of the full moon was like a wise tale.
Yeah, you can Google it. It's very everything. Common with autistic kids. I don't understand exactly, or adults.
Right.
But, I mean, it stands to reason if it can move the tides, the gravitational pull of the moon basically moves the ocean, right?
Right.
It could also move whatever is in our brains, whatever water's in our brain, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist.
You just actually solved it for me.
You did.
Seriously, though, think about that. It moves the water of the ocean.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It could disturb slightly your sleep patterns.
The liquid in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are scientists.
Where's my PhD? I'd like tenure, please.
This is, there's something really fun about watching a man in his studio apartment
look around,
gesture to his studio. Where's my PhD?
Is it next to my bike that's over there, or my TV, or my? What was your joke you used to have? My place is so small.
I used to live in a 250 square foot apartment. If you don't know how to calculate square footage, because I couldn't when I read the ad. my microwave was my bedroom clock.
I love that joke.
Every night before I went to bed, I just set the alarm for 8 hours on potato. Stupid, but it's fun.
That's a great joke.
Thanks.
It works.
Yeah.
The structure's perfect.
Yeah.
You've got the punchline, then the second punchline, potato. Oh. Oh, it's such a great joke.
Thanks, buddy.
It's a great joke. But well, I'm excited for my son to have...
So what's the other option?
So the other option, which also could be very good, and one of the ladies I was meeting with, one of the aid workers, was like, it's important for your son to be who he's supposed to be, which really hit me hard because I'm a very specific kind of man. Whether I like it or not, I'm kind of an athlete. I love sports.
Mm-hmm.
I love travel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very, I don't know, like there's pluses and minuses. I'm not very sophisticated, but I have certain things. I love the urban environment. I love the city.
Mm-hmm.
So like this apartment is right downtown, the main place. There's a lot to do. So like for me, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'm thinking for me, you know, I would love to live right downtown.
Right.
But another option for him would be out in the country where you can go take a walk and you can go have some quiet and peace and not hear honking of horns and whatever.
Yeah, it might be, it's a lot of stimuli.
Right, and there's more space.
Stimuli?
Stimuli, I think it's plural, stimula, right?
I don't know.
And so when she said that, like, oh, it's important for him to be who he's supposed to be, I was like, oh, wow, that hit hard. Even though she wasn't, like, directed at me, I was like, right, he's not supposed to be me. He's supposed to be him.
Yeah, that's very good advice.
It's very
good. And you know what? That's not exclusive to having a kid with autism.
No, I agree.
My mother, she was like, you know, yeah, she told me this. It's kind of, sort of, maybe it's insulting, but not really. It's my mother.
That means yes.
My mother is, you know, she's a very bright lady, but she also, you know, she was like, you know, Graham, you have kids and you think they're going to be like you, and it's just so
they just
weird.
Break your heart.
They just grow up and they're just completely different.
I'm going through with my daughter,
completely
too.
Completely different than you, and you have no choice. You think you can mold them, and you can't, you know? And they're just...
It's one of the most frustrating things, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
I'm not
trying. Well, your daughter's at that age. You know what I mean? She's like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, she's not going to like you for another 3 years, buddy. just try your best.
Maybe 10.
No. No, it's not that long. You know? One of the great things about having kids, and every parent will tell you this, is like when they're like, they reach their mid-20s, early mid-20s, you get paid back for all those hard teen years, and you get a friend.
I'm owed a lot so far, so.
Well, you know what? I've met your daughter, and she's a very good person.
She's a sweetheart.
She's a very good person, and that's the main thing.
But you can hurt somebody without trying to and being a bad person. But that's a different discussion.
Well, she's not, you know what I mean? Yeah. She's not out to hurt anybody.
No, I agree. But you can still be hurt, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what? She's going to be your friend. You're going to have a friend for life. Because she's going to realize, she's going to look back and be like, oh my God, that guy really had a tough deal. He did his best. You know, he did his best. He tried. That's all you can do as a parent. I'm not a parent.
You will be soon.
You're one of these. No.
The look on his face. Oh, that was funny.
I know people without kids always like to tell people with kids about parenting, and I get that, but I don't want to be one of those people. But I'm far enough away. I can see, you know, and I'm an adult and I've been through life, and I can tell you that from what I can tell, that kids come around if you try your best. They'll realize it. You know, even if it wasn't ideal or whatever, because life happens. But if you just, the key to being a good parent is just love and try. You know, that's all you can do. I will say this,
everybody that doesn't have kids is like knows, and then people have kids are like, I have no idea.
Well,
you know, I'll just bust your chops a little bit, Greg.
No, of course. And you're probably right to say that. You know what I mean? It's like, I've never had a kid. I'm giving somebody with a kid advice. But I didn't get along with my parents. You know, we fought all the time. You know, they sent me away to like a boot camp / boarding school. You know, they forgot my 18th birthday. They sent me away, and we, you know, we got in fights, like actual fights, and we didn't get along. But I know they tried their best. You know.
Yeah.
And I know that they were dealing with an autistic kid, and then a kid with really bad obsessive compulsive disorder, which was me. And I didn't, you know, I was smart, but I was getting like 45% in high school, you know.
That's not good in Canada even, right?
No. Yeah.
I don't know what your guys' system is, but
no,
45 is not passing,
it's not
right?
good, you know. And I just, so they, you know, and you know, getting fist fights with my dad and stuff, and it's like not, they tried their best. And you know what? We're friends. And I know they loved me, and I know they tried. And right now we're really good friends. And so I'm not a parent, but I know what it's like to be a child.
Yep.
You know? And you try your best, buddy, and everything's going to be fine. The hormones die down. You know? You stop. You know? You
care less.
You're 23 and you're like,
oh, I thought you meant for me. My hormones.
For her. Like, you reach 23 and you realize life's hard.
Yep.
Life's, and you're like, oh my God, life's hard. I'm 23 and life's hard. I can't imagine doing all this and having kids and one of them is autistic.
Yeah.
It's hard. And they go, oh my God, it's hard. And then they start coming around, man. You'll be fine. You know?
Let's do it in the news before I start crying.
Okay. Well, can I tell you about how?
Yeah. What do you got?
I went bowling with my brother.
Yeah.
And he's such a good, okay, so I went home recently and I unexpectedly had to go home for, you know, whatever, I'm Canadian, immigration issues, everything's fine. And, but one of the pluses, pardon me, one of the pluses is I got to hang out with my brother and, pardon me again, and I took him bowling twice. He's like, I was like, do you want to go see a movie or something? He's like, bowling. I was like, okay, we'll go bowling. And then, and he beat me both times.
Love it.
And I tried my best. And the second game he beat me. I was winning. I was like, oh, because I bought him chips, and he got so distracted by the chips
pulled ahead.
He just threw the ball because he was looking over his shoulder at the chips, like, oh, I got to get those chips. And you could see on the score where it dipped where there was chips.
You're sandbagging him.
Yeah. At one point, he was bowling with one hand in a chip bag and one hand throwing the bowling ball.
Perfect.
And I was like, Peter, I'll hold the chips for you. And he's like, fine. But anyway, he bowled a turkey on the last frame. You know what that is?
Three in a row?
Three strikes in a row.
Wow.
I was like, what?
And he won? He pulled ahead?
Yeah. He freaking beat me. I was like, he's going to have to bowl a turkey. And he bowled a friggin' turkey.
It's like 50 points or something?
Yeah. Destroyed me. Beat me by like 45 points.
That's hilarious.
Very frustrating. I thought I got him with the chip bag.
I like how you're starting to put together a strategy. Okay.
It was so funny watching him bowl.
Three and frame seven.
He was looking at those chips like if like the most beautiful woman in the world walked by. He's like, yeah, he's the best. He's the best. And well, that's it. I guess that's my.
That's great.
Yeah, I wanted to give him credit.
I guess I should say for the weekend review that we did find a place for him that
your son.
Yeah, for my son. It's on an island off the coast of Sundsvall, very remote, and we're not sure if it's going to be the last. You know, we're still trying to make sure we get the best possible spot, but for right now, that's where we're at.
And, yeah, and if there's a zombie apocalypse, he'll be safe. We'll all be dead
forever.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Little known fact, he's probably immune to the zombies.
Yeah. Well, he's on an island, a remote island.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In the north of Sweden.
Yeah.
I would think the exposure would kill the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the news.
Let's do it.
So this is kind of an unusual one, but we've had some serious in the news. So I wanted to do this. This says, it's on CNN as well. And it's got, it got picked up by CNN. It started in Baltimore, local TV. Saudi dad fights autism stigma with hip hop. And this talks about the Saudi dad who's based now in Baltimore and talks about his experience.
American guy,
he's American, but first generation, and he hasn't been here very long. So I think he described himself as Saudi. And
first generation means that you were born here.
No. It means you were not. Right?
Oh, that's right. No, I'm.
Wait, I don't know.
No, first generation means you're born here. I'm first generation. My mother's an immigrant.
Okay, so he was an immigrant, if I understood the story right.
Yeah.
He was not born here.
Right, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm sandbagging this in the news on semantics. I apologize.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But so the reason I like this article, because I enjoy when there's stuff that reminds us that, because this is a very, I don't want to get into politics, but this is a very divisive time and there's a lot going on.
It is?
And in the States, in Canada, probably didn't make the news up in Canada. But we've got a lot happening down here. There's a lot.
No, we, unlike America, we have news about other countries. So we did find out about it.
I know, I was joking. I was teasing somebody. I'm like, do you know the prime ministers of Canada? They're like, no. I'm like, I can assure you they know who the president of America is.
Well, that's a bit unfair because it's the most powerful country in the world. But that example is unfair. I'm on America's side for that example.
I don't know. I think we could know the leaders next door. But whatever. Okay, anyway.
But they do now because he's handsome.
She still couldn't name him. She said he's handsome.
Right.
I'm like, I'll take a first name. No.
Yeah.
I saw him. He's good looking. He was on TV. Yeah.
I got this new joke where I'm like, I talk about, I'm not going to say the full joke, but like the context is that
do the joke.
No, but I have to say that I, you know, I'm from Canada. I have to say that I'm from a city, and then people always want to know what city I'm from.
Okay.
So I have to say I'm from Ottawa. It's, you've never heard of it. It's the capital of one of the two countries that borders on you, you know. Everyone laughs because it's true. They have no idea what Ottawa is.
Right. That is a good joke.
Friggin' capital. But that's just the setup, you know, because I just... Yeah, the whole joke's about like city versus rural, you know.
It's like a history joke, a geography joke.
Yeah, whatever.
You're teaching a class up there. I love it. Do you have PowerPoint? Is it?
Yeah.
I just did an act out and we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I like that joke. What are we talking about?
Saudi guy.
Oh, yeah. The reason I liked it was because...
That's how many times I can sidetrack this. Sorry.
We're at three.
Yeah.
I liked it because people like to pick and choose like certain groups that they don't like, which I get. Okay. But I just feel like there's It's like, I don't want to get in. I don't want to get into that like, hole.
Which I get.
I don't get it, but I'm like,
what do you mean you don't get?
There's
that?
Always. I mean, the names always change, right? Because it went from Italian. We didn't like that. We didn't like the Italians, or we didn't like the Irish, or we didn't like the Catholics, and then we didn't like. So it's like it just always gets updated.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the connection with 9/11 and Saud, because like some people are like, we probably shouldn't get into this actually on this podcast.
No, that's not our area of expertise.
Let's not talk about this at all.
Okay.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I just felt like it was encouraging to have him.
That's four times I sidetracked it.
This guy talk about hip hop, which I know very, very little about, unless it's 1980s hip hop.
You can tell from your shirt and haircut.
Yeah, I know. Unless we were talking about N.W.A. or Fear of a Black Planet, Public Enemy, or something. None of the new stuff. Yeah. So he's taking his autistic son to. He runs the only Arab Muslim hip hop station or something, and then his connection to autism. It was just very cool to feel like I would have something to talk to with this guy. Autism.
Yeah.
You have an autistic kid. I have an autistic kid. I know zero about Saudi and hip hop, but we could probably be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what does he do with the autism? How does that affect? What has he done?
He hasn't done anything.
Why
but
is he in the news?
Just because I guess there's a stigma surrounding autism from certain countries, including Saud. And so He was like, he was saying stuff that like, for me, it would be obvious. Like, of course, I'm not embarrassed that my son's autistic. But for him and his culture, it was like a kind of a thing. It was like, yeah, I'm not embarrassed. My son's autistic, and it's made me a more compassionate person. And
well, I think everyone needs to hear that. That's nice.
It was good.
Yeah. I think we've all, I think maybe it's changing now. If you have like a two-year-old kid who's autistic, I think you're going to have a very different experience than what you and I went through.
I agree.
You know, try dealing with an autistic brother in the 80s.
Yeah.
No one knew what the hell was going on, you know? I'm at a grocery store, and he's spinning in the corner and making a bunch of noise. You know what I mean? And people like, get a hold of your son.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? There was no awareness.
No.
You know?
And I feel like it gets more...
Get a hold of... Like, you know, my dad's just losing his mind. I mean, whatever.
It's going to get even more... The awareness is going to spread. I mean, there was an article. I almost chose this for the news.
Yeah.
But the White House this year, which, you know, let's not talk politics, but they're going to light up the White House blue this year for Autism Awareness Month, which I was very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? They light up blue.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that's the first time, I think, that the White House, I think, that's been done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I talked about autism to 1,000 people this week, probably. On stage, I mean, seriously.
It's great.
So, yeah, I think we get thousands of people listening to this podcast, and so...
If you have a autism function, hire Kirk Smith. Very funny, talks about autism for an hour, very clean. He swears...
Internally?
Internally.
And I push it all really far down.
Is that it? Do we do it?
Well, we were going to do a topic du jour.
Okay, go ahead.
Topic du jour this week is...
We haven't done a topic du jour.
We haven't.
In a while. So I thought we were...
We're at 28 minutes, though. I don't know. Maybe we should wrap it up.
That's what I was thinking. But we can do a topic du jour if you want.
All right, topic du jour is... let's just save the topic du jour for next week.
Sure.
Because it's a good one.
Yeah, great. Okay, good. I enjoyed this episode.
This is a great episode, guys.
I thought so. It got a little choppy in the last minute, but that was probably my fault.
That was probably mine.
Yeah.
You're like, what's the point of this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm telling you, there's a guy I can be friends with that I don't think I would like, I like him.
That's why we work together. You know what I mean?
Team. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you your hair looks great. You're here to make sure I don't cry too much.
That's right. That's right.
Guys, find us on social media, Kirk Smith Comedies on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can find Graham at Graham K Comedy, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Boom. Yeah. And you know what else? Thanks for listening. And if you want to donate to patreon.com/autastic, please do that. That helps us a lot for less than a cup of coffee a week.
Woo!
$1 a week. You can really help us. Holy guacamole. It really helps. And if you can't, that's fine too. Thanks for listening. Anything else, Kirk?
No, please share this podcast. And we love you guys. You can do it.
Buenos dias.
Buenas tardes.
Okay. I like how you roll your R's.
I'm
Kirk is
very worldly.
Completely bilingual, guys. That's just a little factoid before we end. Goodbye.